You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest in the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Become a Guest to Apply. All right, so today I have Sue MacArthur on the line. She's president over at Strategic Talent Management. Sue, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
All right, Sue. So excited. For context, for everybody that's listening to this, we're heading into, we're mid-December recording this. This will be live by the new year. And a lot of things on business owners' minds. And I'm excited to have Sue on the show today to talk more about, of course, her business, Strategic Talent Management, and really the great work she's doing over there for leaders and business owners and executives, but also some things that we should be thinking about as we enter the new year or start the new year, depending on when you listen to this episode. So great to have you on, Sue. But just to get us kicked off, we'll start this episode the way that we start them all, with our Mission Matters Minute. So, Sue, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Sue, what mission matters to you?
Well, at Strategic Talent Management, we solve people challenges, and that can be finding, hiring, developing, retaining exceptional talent that will sustain your organization's growth. That may be hiring and recruiting. This may be succession planning. Is junior capable of stepping up and continuing your legacy? Coaching and development, performance management, human resources consulting. So really our business centers around solving people challenges.
That's awesome. Great having you on, because as business owners and executives out there, we have challenges and we need help. So great to have you here. I guess just to get us kicked off, Sue. I mean, so what led you on this path, like to becoming president over at Strategic Talent Management? Like, when did you get this passion?
Well, I actually started my career thinking I was going to run resorts for a living, and got that education. Spent a year in that business and realized that I did not want to spend my life working while everyone else was playing.
Yeah, now that you say that, Sue, I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, I'm going to run this place one day, and then you're like, everybody else is having, like, fun.
And everybody's having a good time, and here I am. So, but what that experience gave me was a really holistic view of a business.
Yeah.
And what I found was most appealing to me was the people side of that business, the HR, the HR aspect. So that took my career in a different direction. And at some point about 25 years ago, just through a series of networking experiences, I ran across Art Boulay, who is our CEO, who started Strategic Talent Management with his now retired partner. And we became friends, and over the years talked about we should work together. I had been in and out of recruiting and a lot of things that were related to his business. And then at one point he said, it's time to get serious about this and come by the office. And he had a box of business cards with my name on them already, handed them over and said, it's time we pull the trigger on this. So we've been working together for about 7 years. And it's been a great partnership. You know, we just in that period of time, and it started out with, it was just Art on his own, and then I came on board. And over the years, we've discovered ways to be more helpful to more clients, and our team is growing, and so are our offerings.
Man, what an amazing story. Good job. Art closed her with the business cards. I never heard that. Over 5,000 episodes, Sue, and I've been doing this a long time interviewing people. That's the first one I heard. Good job, Art.
I know. He basically said, I took a chance, you'd say yes.
That's amazing. So, you know, fast forward quite a bit. I know that you know you've worked with quite a few clients. And so on this journey in helping clients and solving challenges, are there any themes that you, and I know you work in a lot of different areas, so I know, and I know this, the answer to this is going to vary based on size of company, industry, other things like that, of course, but are there any themes like through your career in doing this that tend to just come up over and over and over again that you'd like to elaborate on?
Well, hiring in one aspect or another seems to always be a critical issue. Mm. And, you know, you look at any MBA program and there's no class on interviewing, on a hiring process. Mm. And that gives people the impression that it's easy. Mm. And it's not. And far too often we see companies who have a very random and scattered approach to how they hire people. So one of the things that we do is provide structure in that process. And the face of hiring and recruiting has changed so much just in the last couple of years. The good news about the pandemic and now this openness to remote workers, the good news is that smaller companies now have access to the whole of the talent pool. Mm-hmm. It's not just what's available in Dubuque or in Toledo. It's the world is your oyster. The bad news about that is that means you are also having to compete salary and benefits and everything else with San Francisco and New York. So, you know, there's two sides to that. There's some good news in the hiring market in that we can now tap into a bigger pool of talent, but that talent also has a lot more people scrambling to secure it.
So as we have this, you know, as we're going into, you know, 2023, so we're recording this towards the end of the year, what are specifically on talent and the talent side of things, like what are some things that business owners and executives should be thinking in terms of their planning?
One thing that I think is far too little attention is employer branding and the candidate experience. Are you making it easy for people to engage with you? Is that process positive? And how are you perceived in the market? How do people look at you as an employer? Are you spending as much time and attention in crafting that message as you are the messages you send to your clients? Because both are very important. And you know, we spend a lot of time and energy on marketing ourselves as a product or a service. Mm-hmm. But how much are we spending on marketing ourselves as an employer and one
so
that is attractive?
And that used to only be like, and maybe I'm wrong on this, correct me if I'm wrong, but to me, I think that used to be something that only like the big companies thought about at one point, right? Like the, you know, you had to be on the Inc. whatever list or do this or that, and it's like best place to work or this or that. But now it's like for our small business owners that aren't doing that, it's not just enough for the employee to just have a check or like or a statement. Like if companies or if your potential candidate is if you're, you know, competing with another role and another company for that, I should say, for where they're going to be at, like top talent is going to many times going to, you know, who has a good external brand for the company as well, not just as a good place to work, but overall, like ratings, reviews, like all the things. It's all part of the equation now. Am I off on this or?
It is all part of the equation. And small businesses now have access to talent they've never had access to before.
Yeah, yeah.
But that means they need to be able to play with the big guys.
So what are and I know this is, again, going to vary per business, per industry, all these things, but what are some things that small businesses can do, like with this understanding, right? Especially for those that might listen to this and be like, you know, I didn't think about that. I thought we're writing checks and we pay our employees and it's a good place to work. And I thought that was enough. Maybe it's not. Like, where should they go, at least thought process wise? What's the next step?
Well, I actually just created a list of New Year's people-centric resolutions for employers. Mm. And I think that's relevant to this conversation in terms of really looking at who you are as an employer.
Mm.
The first piece of advice is to prioritize work-life balance. That is more and more important to today's workers. They got a taste of that when they were all working from home for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. And the generations that are coming up, the millennials, the Gen Zs, it's extraordinarily important to them. All of their research says that it is more important in those generations to have work-life balance and to have purpose in the work that they do.
Mm.
So paying attention to that can really help put you in a positive place in terms of how people view you as an employer. Take a look at your culture. Is your culture what you want it to be? Do you need to make some adjustments in terms of bringing in people who may nudge your culture in a certain direction? Are you communicating with people the way that you should? Are you open? Are you being honest? Can people trust you? Do you make it feel like their input is valued? Creating quality time for employees, getting to know your people outside of the office, getting to know them as people, not just workers, can be very impactful and certainly will increase engagement. And reflect on that employee experience. Is it easy as a prospective employer to engage with you, to know what they're getting into? Are you making your expectations clear? When people come to work for you, are there going to be any surprises?
Mm.
So those are some of the things that I recommend people really pay attention to these days. And of course, there's always the review your salary structure, review your benefits and perks.
Mm-hmm.
Are you competitive in the market in those terms?
Well, I think it's a great tool and a great resource. And so you mentioned this is a list. Is this like an ebook or is this like, can people find this somewhere? Is this on your website? I'm just curious on that piece because I know there's some people driving in their car right now like, dang it, I want that list. Where's it at?
Right.
I can't stop and take notes.
Right. So there, I just went over a few of them. There's a list of 10.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It will be released as a video the first week of January and also as an infographic that you can get on our website, which is strategictalentmgmt.com. And in that document, I recommend everybody's heard of exit interviews. When was the last time you did a stay interview with any of your employees in an effort to prevent?
I didn't even know that was a thing. Wow.
It is a thing. And I have 10 suggested questions in that document for you to sit down with your current employees and ask them what's going well and what's not, what can help them engage more with you and their experience with you and the company.
Wonderful. Well, Sue, I just have to say it has been great having you on the show today. I know that we're just getting started here, and I know you have a wealth more of information and knowledge that you can share, and not on talent and really just solving problems for businesses out there. So that being said, I know you left it once, but I'll ask you to leave it again. If somebody wants to connect with you and your team, what's the best way for them to do that?
They can reach me directly at Sue@strategictalentmgmt.com. And that is also our website. So there's a wealth of free resources there and more to come.
Yeah, wonderful. And we'll put all that information in the show notes so that, again, our audience can just click on the links and head right on over. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time with Mission Matters or engaging in a Mission Matters episode, we're all about bringing on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and having them share their missions, reason behind their mission, and really what we can all learn from that so that we can gain and grow together. If that's the type of content or information that sounds fun or interesting or exciting to you, hit that subscribe button because we have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line, and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Sue, again, really, it has been a pleasure. Thanks again for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.